You are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This is show number 64 for July 23rd, 2006.
Hello, it's Sunday, July 22nd, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris, and this is show number 64. Check out the website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to email us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Audio comments are welcome. Just send them to us in MP3 format. Keep them around a minute or less, if you would. Or you could use our phone number. It is not toll-free. What is the phone number, Keith? Let's test your memory.
206-984-GAME.
Yeah, and GAME is 4263, for those of you who can't read the little letters on the touchtone phones. Got a full house today. As a matter of fact, so full of a house that Ivan is not going to be on the show tonight. So with us today, we have Keith.
Hello.
Bob.
Sitting with my best buddy, MC Fraggle Rock.
Tom.
Check out another exciting week at mcfragslot.com.
Fraggle Rock.
And I want to thank everyone who's contacted me so far on designing the site.
And lastly, we have Phil with us.
I don't have any self-promotion, so I'll just say hi.
Today, we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. What we're playing, Cartoon Network is making a massively multiplayer online game. I'm sure that'll go well. Factor Crap, care of Ivan.
Who's not even here.
No, he was on, but we had too many people on the Skype because Skype's a steamy pile of crap. 6% of all internet users listen to podcasts. That's a topic. World of Warcraft hurting the game industry. The Xbox financials. We have a return, a video game death. Sort of.
Really? Excellent! Oh. Go Korea!
Our forum question and our mailbag.
Mailbag!
Mailbag.
Next topic.
This is housekeeping, and for those of you new to the show, housekeeping is where we clarify errors that we had in the previous week.
Housekeeping.
Yes, and Bob housekeeping. Says housekeeping really quiet in the background the entire segment. The second week of the DreamStation Xbox Live video game night. It wasn't as big a turnout as the first week, which is odd because pretty much Friday is the night all of you guys said that would be the best to play video games on.
Well, you know, while you guys are having your little game night over there on Xbox Live, Bob, Keith, and I were having our own game night on Friday night over in City of Villains for Double XP Weekend.
For next week, what I want to try and do is I want to have people volunteer kind of to host games and times so that way we're not wasting time organizing. Because what happens is it's a big pain to get a bunch of people into the same Xbox Live games. Speaking, we had problems getting four people into Uno. Heather called the Xbox Live support line.
Really?
Did you guys record it?
I wanted to, and I should have. I knew while I was sitting there. I was in a game of Burnout with some of the guys from DreamStation, and I knew I should have. They're not an Indian call center, so they get a little. The short story is that they blamed everything that I thought they would blame. My router, my ISP, the time of day,
of
who we're playing,
yeah.
How was your connection. So even though at least four of us tried to host the different games, didn't matter. Everybody's ISP. So he suggested that I send a message to everyone on my friends list, all 100 people, and say, call your ISP because it's really their fault that Xbox Live won't allow four people in Uno.
I had to call Microsoft Thursday or Friday because they charged me for Xbox Live when I canceled it. And it took a little bit to get through, but once I got through, they refunded the money. It wasn't any kind of big issue or anything.
It was funny because the conversation lasted about a good 15 seconds before she dropped the, you know, my husband hosts a podcast and blah.
Nice.
It's just like, wow, pushing the weight around. It really doesn't matter.
Don't you know who my husband is?
Yeah, 10 other people do, so you should as well. Texas Hold'em on Xbox Live Arcade. Rumors are flying around. The rumor with Texas Hold'em is that the sponsor pulled out because it was supposed to be a free game and it was going to be free, paid for through some advertising with a sponsor. There is no official word as of yet, but Greg Canessa, who's a big Xbox Live Arcade dude, said it doesn't have a price yet, but it won't be free. I don't know. So what I'm going to do is we're going to talk to Aaron Greenberg here in the next week from Microsoft, the Xbox Live guys. He's going to let us know what they officially know, what the deal is, where the confusion was, and all that other stuff. I want to take a second to give a shout-out to Cesar Menendez. He was over at the Gamerscore blog. He moved on to the whole Microsoft Zune project. That's the Microsoft MP3 player kind of iPod killer thing that all the rumors were going around. So good luck, Cesar, in everything you're doing. You know how to get in touch with us. I don't know why you would need to get in touch with us, but if you need to, you know how. The rumored 360 bundle pack where you get the Microsoft points and Project Gotham and the official pro console system and all that stuff for $400. Somebody at Toys R Us emailed the website Kotaku a screenshot of the inventory system with that listing in it. As somebody mentioned in the intro, Dark Hammer X made some waves in the last show. Most people said they dug it. Some people said that they didn't dig it. A lot of people said that the conversation went a little too long. I think I agree, but he just did such a good job. I wanted to put the full 6 or 7 minutes in there, so that wasn't really his fault. That was my fault. That being said, it drudged up all kinds of conversation. I got IMs, emails, forum posts.
Is this an official controversy?
The same way that Dark Hammer X was accusing us of making up the controversy around Halo, This isn't a real dude. This is just one of my friends that I had him call in and
cause some
ruckus, man. No, not at all. Actually, we played Call of Duty with him the other day. Dude, it was so funny because every time I would kill him or he would kill me, he'd pull something out of the woodwork. Oh, that's some Halo auto-aim right there for you.
Wow. The length of his bitterness knows no bounds.
Once again, DreamStation Mail is moving away in August. If you want Gmail instead, drop us a line and I will get you a Gmail invite. Redeema on our forums is having a contest. This is a weird one, and they are going to have prizes. See, that's the big thing everyone wants. Video game and movie mashups. So what I mean by that is you take a movie, you take a game, and you smash them together. And he says bonus points if you do stuff like cover art, the movie poster, things like that. If you take, you know, Blades of Steel and Steel Magnolias, Blades of Steel Magnolias, and it's like Dolly Parton and what's that chick's name? I don't know Steel Magnolias. But take a movie and a game, smash them together, and do a cover art or a movie trailer poster on the side of a...
But what happens if I take Star Wars Battlefront and Star Wars?
Then you probably won't win, because you just have Star Wars Battlefront. Anyways, send the entries to me, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Put contest in the subject line. The deadline for this contest is in 3 weeks. Prizes will be given. We're not sure what's going on, because it's Redeemer's contest. I'm going to see what we can do here, because, you know, we're rolling in the dough of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Next topic.
So what are we playing? We're going to go to the top two most played games in the past 7 days. I got Burnout Revenge for the 360 and Ghost Recon for the 360. Tom, what were your top two most played games?
Do I even have to say it?
Say it out loud. Love it.
Double XP weekend on City of Villains.
Oh, it tastes so good when it hits your lips.
Okay, Keith?
City of Villains and Madden's.
Phil?
Just going to say Madden, because flying around in World of Warcraft to turn in a quest doesn't really count.
Bob?
Double XP weekend.
Double XP weekend lasts another, 5 hours? 4.5 hours?
It goes until midnight Eastern time. That would be 9 o'clock Bob time.
You have your own time zone now, Bob.
Sweet. He's got his own website, but I get a time zone.
Next topic.
Cartoon Network is making a massively multiplayer online game. So Cartoon Network partnered with a South Korean software company.
Oh, God, Korea.
The South Korea now. They're a little better than North Korea. The Typo Dong 2 isn't being fired out of
them. No.
Software company was out of South Korea to make a massively multiplayer online game based on the Cartoon Network intellectual properties. The game will launch in 2008. There are not a lot of details, but it's thought by the producers that it'll be free to download with the standard kind of fee. So standard to me means 12 to 15 bucks a month. It will be targeted at kids, but there will be a lot more push than if you guys remember Disney's Toontown.
And they banned me from that.
So you're a chick? You're like an actual chick, right? What do you mean you're 14?
I was 14 once, so, you know.
My personal opinion, I think this is a pretty bad move for Cartoon Network. I mean, I want to see the numbers, but aside from Adult Swim, I don't remember how the content is. In the recent years, it's kind of dropped off.
It's pretty bad, man.
I mean, remember when Dexter's Laboratory was funny?
They don't make their own cartoons anymore. They used to be addicted to Cartoon Network.
Puffy Hi Hi Yami Uni or whatever.
Bo, don't forget that one.
Kids Next Door.
They used to do, Dexter's Lab, Samurai Jack was there, Powerpuff Girls.
Boondocks and Venture Brothers, only two things I watched.
Boondocks and Venture Brothers in the MMO game. I don't think those two...
That would be hysterical.
Does this have any chance of succeeding a Cartoon Network MMO?
I want to see
depends how it's priced.
What kind of characters are they planning on putting in? He can be like the robot chicken, because that'd be kind of dope.
I'm going to guess it's going to be like a Second Life type of deal, where it's really a graphical chat room.
So that's where all the pedophiles can go?
Yeah.
Your one-stop shop for pedophilia?
Yeah. I already got it pre-ordered.
MySpace isn't going to like that one bit. They want the market.
IGN says this rivals MySpace for your pedophilia needs.
After this show airs, someone at MySpace who's listening to the show would be like, that's a great idea, MySpace MMO. We better patent that quickly.
Totally off topic, but equally kind of funny, was Heather has apparently turned into my Xbox secretary. Here's how this works. This is good. She's got the laptop, and she's on Xbox.com, so there's all these features now on the website. You can get messages and send friend requests and all this. So while I'm sitting there on Friday night game night, the messages are coming in. She's handling them on the PC, replying to people, we'll be playing this at this time, and 14 messages for you, sir. Sorry, that was off topic, but...
No, that was entertaining.
Next topic.
Factor Crap. It's a rare show that the Venus is aligned with Neptune and all that crap. We have Factor Crap and Video Game Deaths in the same show. Factor Crap's kind of hard for me to do, and I appreciate you guys sending in Factor Craptoids. Ivan stepped up, and he said this week he'll do it. Keith said he would do it next week, so I don't even know the answers to this, although...
Two facts and a crap. The British government plans to ban the use of the standby feature in all technology, including PCs, TVs, and video game consoles. Number two. Although the game has not yet been released, Germany plans on banning the sale of the upcoming Xbox 360 game Dead Rising. To date, there are currently only three PSP titles that have sold over 1 million units.
And one of them is crap.
Oh, two of them are true.
So British standby stuff, you got the Dead Rising thing, and the PSP games. So there's three total?
Bob to choose first.
I'm not ready. Oh, God, you caught me with my OS down.
That was so cheesy. That made me laugh.
British band standby thing is probably true. Only three PSP games have sold over 1 million units wouldn't surprise me. And I really wouldn't think Germany would ban much of anything. Yeah, I'll go with number two is crap.
That is the Dead Rising banning of Germany banning Dead Rising. He's choosing that as his crap. Phil.
Put everything on hold and pausing.
British government plans to ban standby features?
Yes.
Thomas?
I'm going to say number one is crap, that the English banning standby mode, because wouldn't that conserve energy? And then second, German, I think they ban all kinds of things. I know you can't, like, sell Nazi memorabilia or anything like that. And I'm saying PSP one is true because the PSP is a failure. It's official. It's done.
All right, Chris, the ringer.
Yeah, I think that the crap one is that Dead Rising isn't going to get banned in Germany. See, it's not fair because I read the friggin' article.
You read too much for being knowledgeable and you're correct.
Yay!
Number two was the crap. Although the game has not yet been released, Germany plans on banning the sale of the upcoming Xbox 360 game Dead Rising. Capcom's Dead Rising is a zombie survival game where you hack, slash, and bludgeon zombies with any available object, such as chainsaws, baseball bats, and televisions.
Yeah.
The USK, Germany's software rating board, plans on banning the game due to the graphic nature of extreme violence of the game. That's crap. Although this rumor started on several websites and was thought to be true, Capcom has released an official statement saying, and quote, the game has not been banned in Germany. It is scheduled for release on September 8th.
Because something about if you release the game, it's going to be released unrated, and you can't ban an unrated game because of some weird German law.
Number one.
The British standby.
Fact. That's true. They are going to do that. If the law passes, new devices would have to exclude any standby feature and could potentially mean current devices would have to be recalled to remove them.
And there was a big thing on TV about, do you leave your battery charger for your cell phone plugged in when you leave? And everybody's like, well, yeah, it does. Like, well, that's using power. And it's like, and if everybody uses two more watts of power, it's like terawatts we're wasting every day or something. I don't know.
I have an idea then. We have a mascot in Hepe the Fish Boy who doesn't really stand for anything. Right now,
job,
maybe
Chris.
He could be Hepe the Power Conservation Fish Boy. Turn off your devices when they are not in use.
That was good, Chris. That makes up for old Graham Cracker Hips.
We have enough characters to do our own fighting game.
I bet you we could commission an independent game maker to do like a cheesy game for us, even like a flash game.
I think it was Ben Drake. Didn't he do the Emilio Llama? What was the last one, Keith?
The last one was the PSP. With only three titles selling over 1 million units. And that is true. Can you guess what they are?
Take-Two game. No, I can't remember.
Liberty Stories, yes, with 2.4 million.
I was going to say Madden.
Nope, not Madden. The one you wouldn't think of it at all is Hotshot Golf.
Awesome game, dude.
For 1 million. And the third that sold over 1 million?
Twisted Metal?
It's Racer!
You've got to be... me.
0.04 million sold.
That was Factor Crap. Thank you again to Keith and Ivan there for jumping in and stepping up when I do not have the intelligence to do so.
Edge Racer!
Next topic.
Okay, 6% of internet users listen to podcasts.
Crap. Oh, wait, we're not playing that game anymore.
That sounds like a really low number, but dude, 6% of all internet users. There's quite a large number of internet users. That being said, they just sampled like 2,000 people to get their 6%. So over the last year, people in marketing have been trying to figure out just how popular podcasting is and probably how to make money off of it. I don't know anybody that would try and figure out something like that. I mean, who would want to make money off of podcast? Dude, there's a ton of video game podcasts because every person who farts and records it, it's like, podcast number four is up. I farted. It was really funny at that one part. No, I think we lucked out a lot because we got in while the getting was good. We got in pre-iTunes and we've had, you know, some pimpage from some different websites that really helped us out a lot. That being said, no, I'm not dumb enough or arrogant enough to say that we're the world's greatest video game podcast.
We could put static on the MP3 and people would download it.
Yeah, it's called episodes 1 through 36.
Yeah, exactly.
Nielsen, they're the TV ratings people. They want to see how popular podcasting is. They're going to, they were saying, well, why do people like podcasts? Well, same reasons that we like podcasts. They're independent content. You can listen when you want to and to what you want to. It's your time. It's your...
It's the radio show when you want it. It's TiVo for your iPod.
They need to find a way. Nielsen is going to be working in the near future here, a way to realistically figure out how many people are listening to podcasts. They expect a 1,650% growth rate in podcast listenership. That's crazy, man. You know it's big when the movie companies, like, there's the official Superman podcast. It says nothing. There's no content at all. It's on iTunes because they're putting it out. The official, you know, Ryan Seacrest radio show is now a podcast. The majority of the successful podcasts, from what this survey was showing, was that they're already there. Radio shows, news shows, stuff that's just basically repackaged up, put out to the listeners with a iTunes RSS tag around it, and poof, you're good to go.
Why? It's already on your television. Why do you want them to, you know, download it through iTunes?
Interesting stat is that those asked about ads in podcasts, 60% of them said they fast forward through the ads. I mean, duh, like TiVo, you can skip it.
Right. See, that's why they need to integrate the ads into the content. So, like, you know, have your wife come downstairs and say, hey, that Frito-Lay product has an insect on it.
Product placement in audio product. I was just thinking about, like, would Frito-Lay really want people to think of spiders crawling on their Funyun product? Probably not that good for the commercials.
I'm still waiting for a check for that.
Keep waiting, buddy.
Next topic.
World of Warcraft hurting the game industry. New PC game came out pretty recently called Titan Quest, kind of a dungeon crawler, Diablo-esque kind of thing. Well, Brian Sullivan, who's the creator of Titan Quest, that dude also co-created Age of Empires. He said that the success of World of Warcraft is actually bad for the industry as a whole. His main point is that World of Warcraft sucks up too much time and money that could otherwise be spent in other newer games at retail.
Your game's too good. It's ruining the rest of the market.
The antitrust lawsuit against World of Warcraft for all of MMO kind.
Your game's too good.
You know, we mentioned this months ago when the numbers came out for sales, and they were saying number of titles are down. Well, that's because everyone's spending a monthly fee on MMOs.
He said he wasn't ripping on Blizzard. He really likes the game, World of Warcraft. It's the point that these guys aren't playing new games for all the reasons we just talked about. I think he's partially correct, to be fair.
No, he's not. No, that's not correct at all. If everyone's playing World of Warcraft, make a better game.
If the game is that good, why would people want to leave it? But I do agree that I think his reasoning is correct. I think a lot of people are not trying new games because they feel, dude, I've put in X number of hours into this game to make my 60th level guy.
I was just going to say, if it's still fun, who cares?
But from a PR and a marketing standpoint, they're like, damn, how do we crack the nut that is WoW?
No, they got to make a game that's better. That's all. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Competitive marketplace. Whoa.
Boom.
It creeped up on you?
Thought it was one of those that I thought I could swallow and get past it.
Hey, buddy. Didn't see you coming. Whoa.
On a tangent, they announced this past week that the two new races for the expansion pack for World of Warcraft, the Burning Crusade, if you will, they'll be able to play as the other guy's exclusive classes. So what that means in English is that normally you have your paladin, the, what are they called, the Alliance. That's their Alliance-only class, and the Shaman is the Horde-only class. The new two races that are coming out are going to switch it up. So now the Horde can have a Paladin in this new race, and the Alliance can have a Shaman in this.
That was the most uncreative thing I've ever heard. I'm very disappointed in them.
Next topic.
Xbox financials. The numbers are out. The numbers are out. The Xbox 360's goal was set to be 4 or 5 million units sold, because they made their goal.
Very
sold,
nice.
They sold 5 million units.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, not too shabby. 5 million, considering the first 4 months you couldn't get them. The revenue for the Xbox division was up 129%. So that sounds awesome, right? Well, 129% increase means a loss of $400 million only in the fourth quarter of last year.
Oh, that's all they lost. Okay, well, good for
them. That's $500 million. Dude, I could get 2 typo dongs for that kind of scratch. I don't know why or how people continue to do consoles when you put it in that kind of perspective. The numbers were really hard to read through just because they said things like, the division rose with 129%, equaling a loss of $400 million. And I'm like, wait, what does that mean? So what's the bottom line? So it looks like the bottom line is they were a success. They met everything they wanted to. They're achieving up to expectations, which were actually expected to lose money for the foreseeable future. What's going to happen is, I'm not a businessman, I'm admitting this. I think the goal here with the Microsoft stuff is that, and Sony and everybody but Nintendo, to be honest, the division is losing money. It will continue to lose money, but in the future it will turn up to become profitable. But until then, they're just going to throw mad cash at it until it sticks.
I'm sure that's the exact strategy of the Phantom Console also. See, we can't lose any money if we're not selling consoles. They're genius. They're genius.
they want to have 15 million units sold by the end of the fiscal year. The end of the fiscal year is next June of 2007. I'm going to have to try and look through those numbers and see exactly what's going on. They're kind of hard to read, and that's why we don't really talk about numbers.
Numbers are hard!
Probably what I've said is all wrong.
Next topic.
All right, let's go on to everyone's favorite subject, video game deaths.
Yay!
So,
thanks to all the people who contacted me about this one. It's funny.
I thought you were going to say thanks to all the people who died this week for making this segment possible.
Anytime anybody kind of dies or anything in the video, it's amazing the amount of email that I get. So many people have said it, I can't list y'all. So I want to say a big thank you to everybody who pointed this one my way. It's a video game death update rather than actual death. But hey, it's close. Back in 2004 in Florida, there was some commotion and a beating or three. They were charged with first-degree murder, mutilating a dead body, and other felonies.
Holy, what do you even get from mutilating a person?
Other felonies these guys also did. They admitted that they beat folks with baseball bats over a stolen Xbox game system. So here's the story on this one. I don't know if we talked about this before or not. Some chick was coming to her grandmother's house. One of these accused guys was squatting. That basically means living like a bum without permission in this lady's house. This chick came in and took clothes and an Xbox. Now, I'm not sure why or how you have an Xbox if you're a bum living in someone else's house, but you gotta get your priorities straight, I guess. So they found where this chick lived, got his homeless posse, armed him with baseball bats, found this chick's house, they stabbed and clubbed them. And the accused guys admitted finally this past week, yeah, we kind of did that. And here's the, it's funny, but it's not. The quote that this guy said, he said, yeah, we hit people in the arms and legs, but not the head, definitely not the head. He said, quote, I didn't hit nobody in the head. I didn't go for no headshots, end quote. It's like, are you dumb? Yeah, so that's your video game death. Come on, this guy's an idiot. This guy's a friggin' fool. I'm sorry that the victims, this guy's an idiot. I hope he goes to jail for a very long time and be roomed up with Bubba.
Next topic.
It's forum question time. To get interactive with our forums, go to dreamstation.cc, and on the left-hand side, there is a forum area. Go to the general forums, and you'll see our weekly poll topic. This week's poll topic was, which events in the last year have had the biggest impact on your views of Sony? There's five of them here. There's the flop of the UMD, the CD rootkit, Sony's general arrogance over the PS3, Sony's pricing of the PlayStation 3, or the thunderous silence at this year's E3 showing. Like I mentioned in the forums, it could be a good impact or a bad impact. If you thought that the pricing of the PS3 was a good thing, then send me some money, because, yeah, you obviously have too much.
It was basically between two. General PS3 arrogance.
48.72%.
Other one that got quite a few votes was pricing of the PS3, and then everything else was just a small handful.
What was the percentage on the pricing?
25.6%.
All right, so 48 said general PS3 arrogance, 20-something said the PS3 pricing, and then the smattering of others. So there's a whole bunch of comments. You guys did a very good job of discussing in a normal human manner and not just slinging mud at each other like monkeys. And Rothbart, don't stop writing them. We just can't read your whole post in their entirety, despite the fact that they're usually really well written. They're good. Don't get us wrong. It's just we can't possibly read the entire thing.
And the reason I didn't pick a lot of those is because it was discussion back and forth between the original comments. So one that I picked out was Metroid. He says it's a combination of everything. You're constantly hearing about them doing crap of sorts, from insane pricing to Ridge Racer. Is anyone going to buy a PS3? Anyone?
Bueller.
Relic says, the I think it's too cheap comment reeks of arrogance to me, especially since the price is unprecedented, and the basis for the price, in quotes, it's a computer, is silly. We already have computers. Many cost less than a PS3. Altered Weapon might have the quote of the forum. I don't really care if they think that they are all that in a bag of Funyuns. Pricing is what really blanks me off. On the topic of next gen, nobody's really at that point yet. Nintendo may be the first ones on that playing field. I'm talking about gameplay more than graphics. Rave had an interesting comment. He said, none of those events hurt me. UMDs are freaking amazing. I watch some of my little brother's friends' PSP and they're amazing. I'd buy them. He said, the rootkit thing is more of a music company thing. This is a video game forum, so we shouldn't be talking about that, should we? Price is cheap. It's worth $1,000+. I'd pay $1,000 in a heartbeat.
Because my veins pump with liquid gold. Ha ha ha.
I like the Sony apologists. They always get a kick out of them. Hey, it's just the rootkit. What possible harm can that possibly do?
Rave also mentioned, he said, that's like saying, oh my god, Windows has viruses, so I don't trust the 360.
Yeah, except Microsoft isn't planting the viruses on there.
Takeo Ray said, is there an all of the above option? he went on pretty much and described all the options in full detail, and it was very well put together.
Was kind of the only voice for Sony by Rave then?
I mean, it might not have just been Rave, but I mean, there are other people like...
Though it takes cojones to come out, and yeah, it's the good thing to bash Sony, so to step up and say stuff. And as long as you do it in a logical manner, and you're not like, oh, shut up. I know, I don't know if I can agree personally with, I would pay $1,000+ in a heartbeat for a PS3.
But, you know, whatever, you're entitled to your opinion.
Even if it's wrong. The big deal with rootkits is they're bad because they're hiding things on your system. You have no idea what they're doing. That's what the big deal is, really. They could be stealing passwords. They could. They could be looking at what programs you use, how often you use it, and mailing them back to Sony to sell to people to get ad money. All right, here's our poll topic for this coming week. We had a whole big discussion that was cut from the show. So how much trust do you have in game reviews from mainstream media? So this would be the big guys that you've heard of, your MTVs, your IGNs, your Game Pros and your Game Spots and your Game Spies and all these other places. No trust at all, a little trust, a lot of trust, and total trust. So there's four options ranging from I don't trust them to I absolutely love MTV's coverage of X, you know, show X. Post your opinions and they will be read next week.
Next topic.
It's time once again for our weekly mailbag.
Mailbag.
Stupid Not even you!
I'm going to preface this with, I believe this is 100% false.
Fake!
We got an audio on our audio phone number, which is again, Keith?
206-984-GAME.
Right, that's 4263. We got a comment from a guy named Jim Jim from MTV's True Life is going to be doing a show about podcasting. Thing that the guy sent me, he gave me his phone number. The interesting fact is that the phone number has a Maryland area code. And I found no reference to Jim in any of the references to True Life, so like IMDb or MTV's website or anything. So I think this is absolutely false, but I called the number anyways. I figured, what the heck.
No, what's going to happen now is your voice is going to end up on some other podcast. Someone's going to be making fun of us. They're like, I can't believe Chris called back.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I thought. Yeah. And if it's actually MTV, then they'll be like, dude, you don't trust us? Whatever. But so we're going to start off the mailbag with an email here that we got. This one is from Jan. Chris and anybody else in the video game show who has any ideas for me, first of all, be kind, guys. I'm the mom of one of your listeners. My son has me listening to your shows. We've gone back and listened to them all from show zero. I need your help. I want to play some MMO games, but most of them are all war-type games. My son has just about given up on me. I realize that I may be out of touch, but is there something, anything out there for old married ladies like myself? I need something easy to learn, something that doesn't take 4 to 5 hours of playtime per session. I trust your opinion, guys. What games do you recommend to moms? Signed, boring, but can make a killer batch of chocolate chip cookies. Jan. Maybe she should be looking for something online enabled rather than just an MMO. I mean, a Tetris, like a Nintendo DS, you can play Tetris or Mario Kart online. Pretty fun, pretty easy to learn. MMOs are still RPGs. There's probably going to be some sort of conflict resolution, be it guns or fighting or swords. Tom, you brought up a couple.
Two that popped in my head right away were The Sims and Second Life. Both of them are essentially, it's that whole graphical chat room type deal where you're in and you're building new relationships online. And even in Second Life, heck, if you want to be a virtual real estate developer, everyone else seems to be making money off of Second Life.
The Sims isn't really an MMO, so it'd have to be both of you kind of hanging out. They did have one. I don't know if it's still in operation, and if it was like Sims Online.
Yeah, Sims Online. That's hugely popular.
The guy from The Sims who talked at school, the company kind of viewed it as a failure. So it was supposed to be hugely popular, and then The Sims 2 came out. That had the online component where you could play Sims 2, but then sell all your stuff online.
That's probably what I'm thinking of then. Okay.
And this whole buy a DS thing, that was Ivan's comments. He asked me to read them, so. I was going to suggest, yeah, like a Sims, Second Life, one of these other kind of chatty games where there's not a... It's hard for an MMO.
EVE Online. You don't have to fight anyone to play that game. Mine stuff, buy stuff, sell stuff, and like go to different zones and trade to make money and build factories and that kind of thing.
So we got Sims, Second Life, EVE.
EVE has a 14-day free download if you just Google EVE Online. You have to say World of Warcraft, even though you're not looking for the fighting thing. A lot of women like that game.
World of Warcraft, and I was going to say City of Heroes or City of Villains because it's not crazy. You don't have to get super anal about it. You can just jump in, make a guy with a cool costume, and play it and in your own little world, be perfectly happy. You don't need a power build.
I was going to say City of Heroes also, or City of Villains.
Yeah, but personally, I don't think City of Villains is that much fun. I know I spend a lot of time on it, but I was going to say,
somehow you're still playing, though.
I wouldn't recommend it to somebody else.
I was going to say Puzzle Pirates. That's an MMO, and I believe it's now free.
Oh, that's a good. That's nice, Chris. That's pretty good.
I had fun with that one. The Puzzle Pirates, you can play with a bunch of people. You all get on a pirate ship, and just like Tom was saying, there's little mini games. One of you is going to play Tetris to fight against the other ship. One of you is going to play some other matching game to try and repair the boat as it gets damaged and stuff. It's really, really fun. Check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes, Puzzle Pirates. They're making an Old West game similar to that, too. So,
Bang, howdy. Howdy, bang.
Howdy, bang. So, Jan, whatever you decide on, let us know.
That, and if all else fails, just go with a GameCube.
We had an audio from Chris from Tennessee.
Chris from Tennessee. I was just kind of curious as to what you guys think on the whole situation with the numerous Xbox 360 returns. I myself take excellent care of mine, have it in the best of areas, follow everything Microsoft says to do with it, and I'm awaiting my fourth console to be sent back to me right now, which is, of course, a refurb that they only give a 30-day warranty on and want you to spend $60 on a two-year warranty. Just curious as to what your input was and what you think should be done about the situation.
Yeah, Hepe is proud that you're turning your system off and taking care of it the right way. My thought is that I've never had, personally, my 360 has never not worked. It's never been defective. I know that others have. Four seems a little bit high. I'm not accusing you of anything, but if I were Microsoft, I'd say, what are you doing to our systems, dude? Because...
I mean, I'm not supposed to smear the back with peanut butter?
He might be taking good care of it, but does he have a roommate or a brother or family member that could be doing unspeakables to it?
I really don't know what to tell you.
He's just really, really unlucky.
Yeah, I'm sorry we can't give you anything other than, dude, that really sucks. Because if you were standing in front of me and you told me that, I'd be like, dude, that really sucks. We got an email from Braden in Australia.
Hey guys, or I should say g'day. My name's Braden from Australia. Been listening to your show since day one. Keep up the fantastic work. I love the weird ass banter between all of you. Gotta love Bob and Keith as well. Crack me up big time. And Phil's deadpan voice, just, yeah, bloody funny stuff. Keep up the great work. That's all I have to say, guys. Take it easy. Catch you later. Cheers.
Thank you, Braden from Oz there.
Hey guys, I love the show, and I've got a question for you. I have my choice between a DS Lite or an Xbox 360, and I can't decide what one I'd rather get. I always seem to play my handheld games more than I play my console games, which is why I'm thinking of getting a DS Lite. But then I look at the 360, and it has some really good games like Oblivion and hopefully soon Crackdown. Thanks again, and keep up the good work.
$150 DS Lite or $400 360.
I was about to say, that really depends on if he has the money and wants to spend it. I mean, if you have the money and it's not an issue, go with the 360.
I agree.
If money is an issue at all, go with the DS, because you can't go wrong with the DS.
Right, DS, the games are less expensive and the system is less expensive. So you're looking at $200-$300, you can have a nice library of DS games. That same $300 or $400 will only get you a system. If you're a gamer and you want to play, Xbox Live Arcade has really drawn Heather in. I can't get on the Xbox a lot of time because she's playing Bejeweled and Hexic. So even if it's something that you play the console because it's just kind of fun, putzing around 10 or 15 minute games, they have that covered on the Xbox 360.
Spend quality time with Chris's wife on Xbox Live.
The DS is cheaper. You can make that $150 back. It's easier to make $150 than it is to make $400 or $500.
I love our really common sense answers. Well, if you have the money, get the Xbox 360. $400 is harder to make than $150. Why are you bother listening to the show? So you have to give them better advice than this. Like, you take that $400, you put it in an envelope, write mcfragslot.com on it.
Yeah, for a mere $300 more, mcfragslot can build you a PC.
Yeah.
We're going to give you the screech and spamming monkey that they do on the forums. Too many. This is Hey the Rest. In response to the guy who sent you the audio snippet last episode, I have a couple things to say. The reason the Rest make fun of Halo is that they think it's overhyped. Yes, it may be the best FPS for consoles, but there are better PC FPS games. And the reason people update their PCs is because it's a completely different medium. For some people, it's okay to have the same graphics for 5 years in a row, but for the hardcore, they want more advanced graphics every couple years. On second thought, I don't want to piss this guy off. I mean, we're talking about a guy who fires a shotgun every 10 seconds. This is from D&D Man. He says, P.S., I think all of us, the majority of the Halo hatred is just because it is overhyped.
He's not saying that there's not better games for the PC. He's saying that it's just better bang for your buck on the Xbox. So everybody's making the argument against him that he already knows that. He concedes to that.
Yeah, I think he said he agreed with that. But he was also said, stop busting on Halo. Madden is much more overhyped than Halo even is. And I think they're both entirely overhyped.
We're kind of reacting to all the hype that's around Halo because that's kind of our genre. I mean, I feel that genre belongs to our platform. So we're very defensive.
Don't be disgruntled, Robbins.
Oh, I just got my tights washed.
So thank you for your email, D&D Man. 30 Foot Screw wrote us an email. Hey, guys, love the show. Brightens up my walk to work on Thursday mornings. There's a topic on the site about fantasy football leagues. Redeema made an American football one, and I made a UK soccer one. Thought it might be cool to pimp them on air to get as many people in them as possible. Just an idea. If America wins, I'll even send over some cheesy British gifts and other stereotypes such as tea and colonial rule.
Nice.
That's the joke the 13-year-olds won't get, but all the adults laughed. I seen dude headbutt other dude. I laughed, because dude A headbutted, and dude B fell down from a friggin' headbutt. So I was just like, yeah, soccer's lame, and I turned it off. So yes, we do have on our forums, there is some fantasy football action, both UK and USA going down. So this one is from Daniel from Wirral, UK.
Audio email, we need your accent to make our show sound smarter.
I'm going to keep putting Audrey, the intro lady, in. Hi, good show as ever. Welcome back, Ivan. You can see Ivan is here this week. On show 60. Yeah, in the future, we're going to have to work out who has to come here, because we have one too many people. So on show 62, you were talking about PCs versus consoles. When it comes to PC versus console for gaming, you can argue till the cows come home. But you have to realize that a PC is not a console, it's an alternative. If you're using a PC, you have added functionality you do not get in a console. Console specifically designed to give top quality graphics for all your favorite games. A PC has to do all kinds of things and play games. Basically, you can't compare a PC to a console because they're two separate things that have similar traits, like a fridge or a freezer, or a shower and a bath. Thank you for reading my rant.
Except for the PS3, which is a computer. So hey, you're covering both.
That's right.
Your last show had a good debate on Intel's integrated graphics and how they were killing the PC gaming as we know it. I had to get my input on this topic because I'm forced to use the onboard Extreme graphics processor because I'm a typical poor college student. Having an integrated graphics card isn't killing PC gaming. Heck, he's been playing Half-Life 2 on his computer, even though it's on all the low settings. While not great, it's not as bad as many people make it out to be. He goes on to give a couple more examples of this.
Well, I was taken aback when he said that he was a poor college student. You can't afford a video card. And I'm like, no, I'm a poor college student. I have to make a decision whether or not I'm going to buy underwear 1 week or eat. So that's I'm a poor college student, okay? I think it's a big farce that yet you need the latest greatest to play even games like Half-Life 2.
I think we kind of already went over this, but thank you, Sean, very much for the email. That was our mailbag this week. Again, if you want to send us mail, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, or the phone number, which we'll read in a second anyway, so hold your horses.
Next topic.
That was show number 64. We've done 64 of these. That's kind of an amazing feat, actually. Dreamstation.cc is the website. Check it out for all the oohs, the news, the reviews, interviews, forums, and the downloadable show archive. Send us email, audio clips, welcome. Videogameshow@dreamstation.cc is our email. The phone number is Keith.
206-984-GAME!
It's 4263. So spread the word to your family, friends, local gaming stores, etc. We hope to have you back same time next week. And does anyone have anything else in the parting moments of the show 64? All right, well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for having the show here on Saturday, Sunday night. So we'll talk to you during the week, and peace out.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled video game podcast to bring you this breaking news. DreamStation has been nominated for the Podcast Awards Gaming Podcast of the Year, along with other great shows like Video Game News Radio, Gamertag Radio, Particular, and Side Scrollers. Very large British thank yous go out to all who helped make this happen, and congrats to the other guys who made it. Voting opens on Friday the 28th. If you enjoy this show, please vote for us once per day. Take care. Pip pip, tally-ho, and other such British stereotypes. Cheers.
The enemy awaits.
Dude, it doesn't matter if the joke's funny or not. When it leaves your lips, it dies. Your jokes are old graham cracker hips. He walks out your mouth, just falls to the floor, breaks his hips, shatters into a million pieces.
And you don't have to send a letter to Canada. You have to pay twice the postage.
Twice?
It was like 60-some cents. They get to the border, and they have to hand it to a Mountie, and the Mountie rides off that horse.
Anytime anything even related to death, somebody... Oh, my God. What the heck did I eat for dinner?